the job.
Lawmakers in Alabama overnight passing a bill to protect in vitro fertilization providers from prosecution. It was needed after the state Supreme Court there ruled frozen embryos are people. Hannah Gutierrez, who was in charge of the guns on the set of the movie Rust, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico. Opening statements today in James Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. His son Ethan shot and killed four students at his Oxford High School class in 2021. James Crumbly, his father, is accused of providing his son's access to weapons. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The combined reward in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last month has risen to $25,000. A Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers reward for information leading to the location and return of Elijah Vu or the arrest and conviction of those responsible for his disappearance has risen to as much as $10,000. The Crime Stoppers reward is in addition to an FBI reward of up to $15,000 in the case. The boy was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay. Searches by police and residents have so far not located Elijah. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It's going to be another mild one today. Partly cloudy. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Southeast wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some scattered rain after midnight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter to a half inch, high of 45 with rain mixing with snow by Friday night into Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
I walk alone.
and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday Eve. Just about another weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Maddie Jones. Another beautiful day today. Lots of sun with a high near 53. It's Tom Petty now.
We get something we both know and we don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret all the same. Somehow we get around.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
You may be right. There is Billy Joel, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Well, it looks like Adam Sandler and Margot Robbie topped the Forbes list of highest paid actors for 2023. Sandler earned $73 million. Now, we haven't seen him in a lot of movies recently, but that's largely from his partnership with Netflix, while Robbie earned $59 million, mainly from her role, as we all know, as Barbie. The rest of the list includes Tom Cruise, worth $45 million, Ryan Gosling at $43 million, Matt Damon also with $43 million, Jennifer Aniston with $42 million, Leonardo DiCaprio earned $41 million, Jason Statham earned $41 million, Ben Affleck $38 million. Well, he's got J-Lo now. He can kick back and relax a little bit. And Denzel Washington earned $24 million. The annual list is made up almost exclusively of movie stars, primarily men, unfortunately, who combined to earn $449 million total dollars last year. Well, if you thought that there were things going wrong in Hollywood, I guess we would be wrong, especially for those who appear on the big screen. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Partly cloudy today with a high near 53. Lost my place on my sheet of paper. That's kind of important when I'm trying to tell you the weather. Cloudy with some scattered rain after midnight tonight, down to 37, and then cloudy tomorrow with rain likely, 45 for a high. Rain could mix with some snow tomorrow night into Saturday. Right now, it's 36.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and investments. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
99.7 Max FM.
They say when we're together, and watch how you play.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Going back to 1982 now. It's Duran Duran.
And more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
that's a good one this morning. Start me up. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Maybe just a little bit of what we needed to get through this Friday Eve and a little closer to the weekend. Almost there. Glimmer of hope. Light at the end of the tunnel, whatever you want to say. But we know where we're at in this work week, right? Our good friends over at People Helping People in the middle of their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser and asking for our help in raising monetary donations so that they can supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. Whatever you are able to give, it is greatly appreciated. Just a couple of bucks goes a long ways to put some food on those food pantry shelves. Now, you have a few different ways of getting this money to PHP. You can mail it to them or put it in their office drop slot, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, or you can donate online just by going to phpofwisconsin.org. The goal is to raise between $3,000 to $5,000 so that families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties have all the food they need. They're going to be taking those donations through March 30th, so you got some time to get it over there, right? But let's make sure we're helping out those around us, neighbors, maybe co-workers, maybe families in your kid's school that you didn't even know were struggling right now. It all goes a long way to help one another. Again, phpofwisconsin.org for more information or to make that online donation. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Another beautiful day today, and then the rain hits and the cooler temperatures also hit. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports as well. Right now, though, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. On Saturday, March 9th, it's the 39th annual Reedsburg Fire Department Team Bowling Tournament. This one-day-only event will be happening at Brewster's Lanes. Bowling will happen in three different shifts. The noon shift still has availability. Visit Reedsburg Fire Department on Facebook for all the details or go to reedsburgfire.org. Also on Saturday, March 9th, it's the 12th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This is happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, 545 North Oak Street in Reedsburg. Free admission for the event is 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th. Food and process demos will be happening in the gym. Get more details by checking out Food Fair 12th Annual Sacred Heart School Gym on Facebook. It's time for the annual Baraboo Kiwanis Pancake and Egg Breakfast. This event is going to take place on Sunday, March 10th from 8 a.m. until noon. $7 for adults, kids eat for $3. Ticket sales will be supporting things such as the Baraboo Riverwalk, scholarships, Camp Wabik, Boys and Girls Club, Kids Ranch, Giving Tree, and more. And again, this is on Sunday, March 10th, 8 a.m. until noon at Baraboo High School. BaraboooKiwanis.org for more details.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the Bucks lineup last night, but it didn't prevent Milwaukee from seeing their six-game win streak come to an end. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis had 23, but the Bucks were blown out by Golden State 125-90. Eighth-ranked Marquette, playing without starting point guard Tyler Kolek, fell short at home, losing to second-ranked UConn 74-67 on senior night. Cam Jones at 18. Oso Iguodaro added 16 for the Golden Eagles. Senior night for the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight as they play close to Rutgers. The Badgers are hoping to get backup point guard Kamari McGee back in the lineup tonight. The Horizon League men's and women's basketball tournaments continue. Quarterfinal play tonight. On the men's side, Milwaukee's at Green Bay with the two teams splitting their two regular season games. Women's action, Youngstown State at Green Bay, Milwaukee's at Wright State. Badger women face Penn State 5:30 tonight, round two of the Big Ten tournament at Target Center in Minneapolis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max City Weather.
It's going to be another mild one today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Southeast wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some scattered rain after midnight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter to a half inch, high of 45 with rain mixing with snow by Friday night into Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save money, shop local just by going to maxfmbigdeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, great adult beverages, instant download to get you ready for the weekend as well.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Girls just want to have fun. There is Cyndi Lauper, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast now. Partly cloudy, 53 for a high today. Should be another gorgeous one. Then cloudy tonight with some scattered rain after midnight, down to 37. Cloudy with rain likely tomorrow, a high only around 45. And then rain mixing with some snow tomorrow night into Saturday. Right now, it's 36. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, it's time for the big spring clean. We're going to talk about the dirtiest and the cleanest states in the country. And we're also going to talk spring break this morning. Some of the most searched for destinations, some of the worst spring break airports, basically telling you when to not make your travel plans so all the college students can be back in class before you do your destination vacation. We also have birthdays and anniversaries this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later on this morning with Mike Ganger. And of course, all the music you need to start your Friday Eve. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells. Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Said enough. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his third State of the Union address tonight. Among the president's guests, Kate Cox, the Texas woman unable to get an abortion in her home state because of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision. The White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, telling ABC's Start Here podcast,
Roe v. Wade needs to become the law of the land. That's how we're going to protect women and their decisions, their own personal decisions that they have to make with doctors. And so we're going to, that's what we're going to fight for. That's what the president's going to continue to speak to in the next couple of months.
Biden seeking to make abortion a major campaign issue this year. IVF treatments resuming in Alabama following a new law passed to prevent doctors from being prosecuted.